Star Ring, time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Lum appointed himself Abner's legal advisor to negotiate the best possible settlement with Ira Hoskins for his prize bull, which was killed accidentally by Robert the Robot. Ira, however, preferred to deal with Abner, and when Lum refused to allow this, their peaceful discussion ended with Ira planning to sue Abner. Well, now we'll soon see what happens today. Now, here's a question for all you ladies. I wonder if every one of you right now is as attractive as you can be. I know some of you are thinking that's a bit off the subject of Alka-Seltzer, but really the two are closely associated.
Yes, Mr. Baker, it does seem that you're a little off the subject of Alka-Seltzer. Just how is Alka-Seltzer connected with attractiveness?
Well, did you ever try to turn on your charm and personality when you had a simple headache? No doubt if you did, you found that it was pretty hard to look your best because you didn't feel your best.
Well, that's certainly true. I felt that way many times. And now I'm beginning to see your angle about attractiveness and Alka-Seltzer.
You bet. Just try a glass of sparkling Alka-Seltzer when a frown-maker headache appears. Why, just the looks and the refreshing taste of Alka-Seltzer almost seem to make you feel better. And the relief it offers for occasional headache is just what you want. So ask your druggist for a package of Alka-Seltzer. And remember, when your tablets get down to four, that's the time to buy some more. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum in the Jotham Down store. And Abner is just entering.
Oh, come in, Abner. Too bad it taking you so long to make the deliveries. You just missed Ari Hoskins.
Was he looking for me?
No, he just come in to file his lawsuit off.
Lawsuit? Oh, my goodness. And he's actually going through with it, huh?
Well, of course he is. I told you he's going to do it.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I just kept hoping it'd just a lot of big talk out.
Have you got on some new shoes? I never heard so much squeaking in my life. You come in there.
Yeah, they're brand new ones. I ain't had no chance to oil them up yet. Yeah. Look at them.
They're pretty.
Yes, sir.
Where'd you get your shoe stand?
Well, I got it from out of my book, I guess. That's where I generally get them. Liz or Beth give it to me. I don't know where it come from. She looks after all that racing and stuff.
Well, it's one of you never seen Ari down the street there.
No, I never seen him. I ran to Dick Huddleston's place there. Got me some yellow polish for these shoes. I like to see them bulldog toes glisten when I got them on there.
I knew them, that style would come back again.
Oh, that's funny.
Button shoes, that way.
Yeah, love them, love them. No, I just been thinking about it. I just sort of had in mind to call up Ari and just offer him $100 he wanted and see if he won't just call off this whole thing.
No, now, don't you do that, Anna.
Well, I don't want to get lawsuit. I don't want to get drugged through the court.
Well, now, just stop worrying about that, Anna.
I can't.
This thing's going to work out all right. Don't forget, I'm your legal advisor.
Yeah, that's sort of what worries me.
What worries you?
Oh, a little, I think.
Well, I'm going to start working on this thing right this afternoon. I agree, I'll build you a case that tight. There won't be a single loophole in it. Not even a little teeny loophole. Not even one that a mouse could crawl out of.
Mom, I believe I'd rather just pay him $100 and just have it over with.
Abner, that ain't no altitude to take. If you expect to win a trial, you've got to go into it having complete confidence in your legal advisor.
Yeah, well, it ain't bad. I reckon I've got confidence in you. But, well, I'm just afraid you'll lose a case for me, what I'm afraid of.
I ain't going to lose it for you, though.
Yeah, but if I do, Lon, then I'll have to pay all the cost of the trial besides the money that I retain me for.
Well, if we lose, I'll give you a bargain rate on the court call. I'll do that.
Well, it'd still amount to something, though. So, just wait a minute. Exactly how much is our lawsuit to me for?
Why? Well, that don't matter, Emma.
What do you mean it don't matter? Anytime I got to pay out money, it matters to me. I can tell you that right now.
Well, that's the whole point right there. You ain't going to pay out nothing. So it don't matter whether he's lost to you for $1 or $1 million.
$1 million? He ain't lost to me for that much.
Oh, no, of course not, Tilly.
Nobody's not going to say. I
wouldn't worry about that. You ain't got $1 million. Suppose he did sue you and win the case.
Yeah, I don't know where I'd raise that much money. Not right away, Lisa.
Abner, I don't know why you keep insisting on thinking that you're going to lose.
Yeah, I don't know neither. Bless Miss Court, I'm guilty.
Well, now, right there's where you're wrong. I ain't so sure that you are guilty.
I am guilty, old Long.
Well, quit saying that.
Well, I was the one that was operating the robot. It was a robot that killed Irish Bull. So I don't see how else you could look at him.
Well, I'm going to prove that that ain't true, though.
How are you going to do it?
Well, I don't know yet.
I know.
Study that little detail out first. Nothing to worry about, though. I ain't worried.
Well, maybe it ain't nothing for you to worry about, Long, but it is for me. That little detail that you brought up there might be said where I get thrown into the penitentiary or not.
You ain't going to get thrown in no penitentiary. Now, you can stop worrying about that right now.
Long, I'm a criminal. I bogus, that's where criminals ought to be, locked up behind the bars.
Oh, for goodness sake.
I'll tell you, fellas like me oughtn't be allowed to run loose on the street.
Now, listen, Abner, if you keep on talking that way, it's going to be awful hard for me to win your case for you.
Well, but I said the truth, ain't it?
No, it ain't. Now, look, did you aim on killing Irish Bull?
Why, no, of course not.
Did you send Robert out with Alice aforethought?
No, sir. Sent him out by himself.
Did you send him out on a purpose to commit death to that bull?
No, sir. Honest, I never, Mom. I never wanted to do nothing like that. I just sent Robert out to deliver a few groceries. That's all I had in my little mind.
All right, then. Shows right there you ain't no premeditated criminal. It was just accident. The worst you can get out of it is second or third degree ex post facto manslaughter.
Manslaughter?
Or bull slaughter, I reckon it is.
Oh, my goodness. Well, how long do you get for that?
Oh, not long. 2 years is all. I think I can get that knocked down a little bit for good behavior.
2 years?
You don't want to behave yourself when you get in there.
Hey, doggies. Just to think I could have got out of all this by just paying our $100 in the first place.
Now, Abner, I don't want you to talk like that.
Well, it's the truth, so long. You told me yourself that that's all I wanted me to pay was just $100. And I told you before that I was willing to go as high as $150. Why in the world didn't you take him up on that when he offered it?
Abner, don't you know the meaning of the word honor?
Honor.
H-O-N-O-R. Honor. Yes,
honor,
sir.
Honor.
Don't forget, I've got my honor to think of. And a man's honor is worth more than $100 any old day.
Yeah, but you ain't the one that's paying out the $100. That's me, Long.
That's got nothing to do with it.
It ain't.
It's the principle of the thing that matters now. And I'm a man that always stands up for my principle. I'll do anything to keep up my principle.
Even send your best friend to the penitentiary, huh?
Abner, I'm sorry to hear you talk like that. You don't know how much that hurts my feelings.
Oh.
Cut me deep.
Well, I'm sorry, Palom. I'm sorry.
Here I am going clean out of my way to handle this whole thing for you. See that justice is done in this world of ours. And what thanks do I get? My own friend accuses me of sending him to the penitentiary.
Well, I never meant it, Tom. Honest, I never meant it.
That's the way of the world, I reckon. Some of us have to be suffering mortars.
Oh, me. Just try to forget it, Tom. I'll take back everything I said. Honest, I will. I'll do whatever you tell me to do. Anything you say, I'll do it.
All right. I'll accept your apology.
Look, who knows for me?
Now, maybe we can get somewhere.
Yeah.
Now, here's the way I sort of been figuring we'll work this case.
Yeah, well, now, just before we get into that, Mom, could I ask you just one question?
Well, all right, go ahead.
I know I oughtn't to bother you with old questions like this, so I hope you won't get mad when I ask you.
Well, I won't get mad. What is it?
Well, exactly how much is our law suing me for?
I told you once that don't matter, Adam. Oh. It's got nothing to do with it.
Jason.
This is a case that rises above mere dollars and cents.
Yeah, I know it is. I know it, Long, but, well, it just seems to me like that if I were suing me for that $100 he wants, why wouldn't it be a whole lot easier to just go ahead and pay it to him now and not get into all this trouble of court business?
For goodness sake, do I have to go over all that again? In the first place, he ain't suing you for just $100. He's suing you for $500. And in the second...
$500?
Uh-oh.
Did you say $500?
Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute, Abner. Don't go flying off the handlebar. This is going to work out all right.
Oh, me. To think I could have got out of this whole thing for just $100.
Now, look, Abner. Nobody can talk to me like Ari Hodgkins did and get away with it. That man insulted me something wonderful.
$500? Oh.
Incinerator that I never knowed nothing about law jumps. Claimed I never had enough sense to try a case in my Justice of Peace Court. Are me and you going to stand there and take a thing like that?
$500.
I tell you, that's the time when a man's got to stand up and fight back. Now, Granny, that's just what I'm going to do, too.
Mm-hmm.
If we lose the case here, I'm the one that's going to take this clean up to the Supreme Court, not Ari Hodgson. I tell you, Abner, I'm going to fight this thing through if it takes every last penny you've got. That's how much I believe in principle.
$500.
Show Ari Hodgson whether I can hold a trial or not. I'll show Charlie Redfield and them others down at the barbershop that I know the law backwards and forwards, too. You'll be proud of me, Abner, old boy.
All this $500 big old round dollar. Mom, I just can't pay that kind of money. Let's call Ari up right now and tell him that we'll settle out of court. Tell him I'm willing to pay $150, maybe even $200,
no,
I think.
Ridiculous, Abner. Even if worse comes to worst, I can get you out on some charge that'll just cost you a little fine.
You can, huh?
Oh, there's millions of them.
What kind of a thought?
Oh, there's any number of them.
Like what, Franklin? Just name one little bitty one.
Run through my law book, and I'll find you a half a dozen we could use. Just a second.
Yeah, look them up there. Look
at that sheet there.
Just a little pearl out of town, so she can't see her poor old papa being hauled on the court. Have you found any yet, Lon?
No, don't rush me.
Elizabeth, don't separate me on account of this. I just couldn't live without that little woman. First, I just lost her, and then I lose my woman.
Here's a good one. Right here.
It is.
Just find you guilty of slaughtering cattle without a permit.
Slaughtering cattle without a permit? Well, good for me. Hooray. What's the fine on that?
Oh, not much. Let's see. It says, such and such number of days in jail are not less than...
Not less than what?
$500.
Well, it looks as though Lund's free legal advice is going to become a pretty expensive item for Abner. Tell you, if he gets much more help from Lund, it'll ruin him. So join us again on our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge. When nervous tension keeps you awake at night, are you inclined to worry, to toss and tumble, to feel generally miserable? Well, you know, the less you sleep, the more you worry. And the more you worry, the less you sleep. Then the next day, you're cranky and jumpy with perhaps a nervous headache or nervous indigestion. Well, friends, Miles Nervine was made for people in just your condition. Why don't you try Miles Nervine? It has helped bring restful nights and peaceful days to thousands. Miles Nervine is guaranteed to please you or your money will be refunded. At all drugstores, they have Miles Nervine in two forms. Effervescent tablets at 35 and 75 cents or liquid at 25 cents and a dollar. Both equally effective. Caution, use only as directed. Ask your druggist for genuine Miles Nervine.